Jesus.
But I just think this was a great evening, and I really have enjoyed it. Arnold, it's great seeing you again.
It's great to be alive, baby.
It's always great to be alive. And, you know, what time do we have to go to the story here? Do you have any more business? Do you want to take a call or two or what?
Yeah, well, I think we'll take a call or two unless you're exhausted.
Oh, no. If people are out there still hanging
there.
In. I'm...
They're there. Yeah.
I can see the telephone panel from here, Shep, and it's all like somebody's front lawn at Christmas.
Let's take a few more calls.
Let's see what's going on out there.
Okay. Good morning. You're live in WMCA.
Oh, good morning. Mr. Shepard?
Yes, I'm here.
I unfortunately have missed most of the program, but what I've heard of it has been very enjoyable. I'd like to get the name of the book that has that story.
Oh, well, that's from a novel. It's called In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash.
God We Trust, right.
And I just was over to the Doubleday store on 5th Avenue here near 57th Street, and I see they have some copies there. It's the Dolphin edition.
Paperback by Dolphin. Okay, thank you very much. Good morning. You're live in WMCA. Hello?
Hi, Candy.
Yeah?
I did call to speak to Gene Shepard, but may I identify myself? I called you last week.
I'm not interested there. Gene Shepard is here.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
I'm calling Gene from a hospital in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
I've been awake since 2:30 this morning, and I enjoyed your story of the lady with the leg. I'm telling you, I guess it was touching in a way, but I've been lying in a private room here by myself and laughed through that whole story.
Great.
It's been the best thing that's happened to me all week.
Thank you. I'm really pleased. That's what makes telling a story fun, you know, when somebody's really digging it.
Thank you very much, and I hope you get out soon. Call us again.
Morning.
Good morning. You're live on WMCA.
Hello, Candy.
Yes.
This is Bob from Brooklyn.
Yes, Bob. Go ahead.
Hello, Shep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, I wanted to ask you about, I still have your old recording, Gene Shepard, Another Foible.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you've put out anything new lately.
The recording business, as far as comics is concerned, yes, I have a new record, in fact. Just came out about 3 or 4 weeks ago on Folkways Records.
Yeah.
You heard of Folkways?
Yeah.
It's called Gene Shepard Reads Robert Service.
Ladies, right?
Yeah, and can I make one comment?
Yes.
Yeah, just talking to you has been my biggest thrill since shaking the hand of Bobby Kennedy.
Bobby Kennedy, now there was a man. Where did you see him?
In Brooklyn at a Jewish meeting.
I see. Well, you know, I'll never forget Bobby Kennedy one night. It was a hot summer night, and I was down at Sheridan Square in the village. I live in the village.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about 2 in the morning when all of a sudden I see this car stop and this guy climb out on the hood of the car. And about 5 people started to drift over to see what was going on. And he was talking to people. It was Bobby Kennedy.
Oh, yeah?
At 2 in the morning in Sheridan Square in the village.
Wow.
Fascinating guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Remember that
bye-bye.
TV show we did for NBC?
Yes.
I understand somebody said that they may dig it out again and replay it.
Show that we did on the Mystique of New York?
The Village, and you did The Village, and I did...
Midtown. Craig Claiborne was involved.
That's right.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Yeah.
The Mystique of New York.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're live on WMCA.
Hello, Shepard?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, this is WB2QHL, and I just wanted to say thanks, because from listening to your program, I got started in ham radio.
Okay.
You may curse me, when you start to look at what you put into it after a while, but thanks for calling. What band do you work?
I work 40 side bands a lot.
Ah, I'm on 40 occasionally. I work a lot of 20 CW.
20 CW, maybe I'll get you on the air sometime.
Okay, hang in, man.
Okay.
73s.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Gene. Just first of all, I'd like to say that you're one of the very few people that my kids can pick up a book and read and... at 11 and 13, and, you know, it's very good reading for everyone. But what I wanted to say was you did a marvelous series on public service television.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything, you do any more of those? Those are so beautiful.
Well, I thank you for talking about those. You may not know it to look at those shows, but those were very expensive. The series of 13 shows came to roughly $1 million to produce. That's a lot of cabbage.
Sure.
And because they were very, very highly produced and highly subtly...
They got three plays so far.
Yeah, they've played them three times. But in this day and age, they were done in the early 70s. They simply don't have that kind of money anymore on PBS. However, I have just finished a movie for PBS, which is a full-length movie. And it was backed by a grant through PBS. And it will be seen in October. On Channel 13 here in New York, but around the country. And the title is The Phantom of the Open Heart. And I think you'll enjoy it.
All right, madam. Thank you very much for calling. Good morning. You're live in WMCA.
Hello, this is Kathy in Manhattan.
Yes,
hi,
sir.
Kathy.
I wonder if Gene Shepard would talk a little bit about Conway Twitty. And also, my husband would like to hear...
Conway Twitty?
About Calumet City.
Well, he never talks about me.
Conway Twitty?
No.
Well, I know. He probably whistles.
Yeah, he whistles, okay.
What kind of guinea pig is he?
What's that?
What kind of guinea pig is he?
Oh, Conway, of course. Oh, well, he's an Angora.
Have a Peruvian.
Yeah, Peruvian, a very mean one.
Oh, no.
He weighs over 300 pounds now. And he attacks German shepherds.
Also, my husband wanted to know about Calumet City. He spent many a night there, he said.
Well, if he did, I'd suspect my husband. Keep an eye on him.
Thank you. Good morning. You're live on
the
WMCA.
The cesspool of the world, yes.
Brooklyn?
Yes, go ahead.
And I grew up on Knee High, and it's not so gassy. It was very amusing, let me tell you. And I'd like to comment on, I happen to be a Vietnam veteran, and I would like to thank you and John, Long John, for the many nights that I've been had sleepless nights and just turning into your show that helped me through the night.
John does a great show.
Thank you
very much, sir. It's very kind of you to call.
You know, I'm going to say something personal. I've known a lot of guys in this business, but I have not known, I don't think anybody as quite professional and consistent as John. John is a consistent performer.
He turned me on to the business.
Thank you very much.
One that got me started and interested in the whole idea.
I'm going to tell you, there's more interesting stuff on radio in 1 week than you'll find in 6 months on TV.
Oh, and that comment about television that you made, it is the true fact. I mean, radio is my imagination. Television, I just can't sit there and watch. It hurts me because being a veteran, like you talked about violence, I've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I've seen what it does, and it's true. People do things and don't realize what they've done themselves.
And then they suddenly see all that blood, and then, wow. You know, I think the most one thing I might say, since we're talking about that, and I'm delighted you called about that violence, I think the most imagination today is seen on the commercials. For example, I love that Purina dog chow commercial where that little covered wagon goes across the kitchen floor.
Isn't that great?
I'll tell you, and that dog runs over and looks at it, and he jumps up to the TV set. And I like the one where the guy is surrounded by... it looks like an alien army has surrounded him, and he's shooting cannons off. Have you seen that one?
Yes.
It's a great commercial.
What I do like is the cat that
does the little dance.
Back that does the little dance.
Does the cha cha cha?
Yeah.
One thing can happen is that the idea you talked about, like something like $1 million for the series that you put together.
Yeah.
I'm saying in terms of public education, my whole dream is I learn English through music, and I learn to put things together in live television. And I found it to be a lot more music. And I'm saying for PBS, that should be just so much more money challenged into that direction about educating people. Because if parents can get involved and television work more in that direction, it would help the school system out tremendously.
Oh, I agree with you there. I think if we would channel a lot of money into PBS, I think it would help the educational system. Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right, man. So hang loose.
Thank you, and good luck to you. Good
morning.
I like
that guy.
Yeah, he's right. Hey, we have a bad line there. Good morning. You're live in WMCA.
Good morning. Dr. Shep?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, hi. I was curious about your talking a little bit earlier about ham radio.
And no, I wasn't, but okay,
well,
go ahead.
No, I just tuned in about 15 or 20 minutes ago, and I heard a gentleman call in.
What's your question?
Point?
Well, it's what the attraction is working CW or code versus radio, you know, versus talk.
Well, it's the same thing. You can fish with hand grenades, or you can fish with hand-tied flies. And you wouldn't understand. It's like jazz. If you don't understand CW, you'll never understand it. So you go back to CB, okay?
Great answer. All right, our number, 489-1155.
Well, there were some are talented and the rest are just walking around marks. Yeah. Yeah?
Gee, it was a real pleasure listening to you tonight. It was a wonderful show. I've read all your books and everything, and I tape record all your programs.
Good Lord. You must have 20 million miles of tape.
I do. I really do. I have going back a couple of 3 years, I guess. I'm going to say it was a big program.
Yeah.
When are you going to go back to Carnegie Hall again?
Well, Carnegie Hall has kind of priced itself out of the market, Arnold. You know, we were the producer of my Carnegie Hall shows was sitting here right with us, Miss Lee Brown. And Lee produced all three of those shows there. And Carnegie Hall today, you have to literally fill the house and charge $20 a seat to break even. It's about $5,000 a night just to rent the house. And it's just almost impossible. They priced themselves right out of the market. Does it? What's that? It's not really the hall. It's the unions and all kinds of things. And so, in spite of the fact we would like to do another Carnegie... were you ever at one of the shows in Carnegie Hall?
Every one.
Well, they've been filled, you know. They were total sellouts. But it got to the point where economically we couldn't do it.
I don't want a $20 ticket.
In other words, you have to charge so much to keep to let people in to break even that it just doesn't seem to be any longer feasible. That's why most when these rock shows play, they'll play Madison Square Garden, you see, and then get 18,000, 20,000 people, and then charge them $25 a shot.
Yeah.
So I'll bet you could fill it.
Well, yeah, but we'll see, you know. Thank you anyway for calling.
Thank you. Good morning. You're live on WMCA.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Shepard.
Yeah, hi.
Hello, Mr. Shepard. I wish you would preserve more of your stories for posterity. You said you only had a few records. But...
Oh, well, my most of my stories are in on the printed page, not on records.
Uh-huh.
And none of my stories are on record.
Oh, I see. You had said somebody had called in, and you said you.
Well, these are the records that I've made are more or less comedy records, but they're different from extended stories.
Uh-huh. Well, in the same vein, I know there's probably more money in films than on radio, but I really can't see how your stories could. Translate onto...
Well, you come and watch it. It has nothing to do with money, friend.
Okay.
It has to do with an artistic vision and idea.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Good morning. You're live on WMCA.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to ask Mr. Edward and Shepard a question. If Dr. DeBakey formed an operation in the steel mill, would that be open heart surgery?
That was beautiful. Yes, that was true. That's what Dr. DeBakey did do. And you're obviously a man who keeps up with medicine. Very good.
Good morning. You're live on WMCA.
Hello, this is Jim from Queens.
Young Jim.
And I'd like to ask Chip a question.
Go ahead.
Let me say...
it's a good one.
What did you major in college?
Fooling around.
No, really?
I'm serious. I'm not a believer that education can make you into a talented person one way or the other. It often kills it.
I know, but I'm just curious.
What did I major in? Well, I majored primarily in psychology.
Yeah.
But I do not apply it in my work.
What did you have a minor?
A minor?
Yeah.
My minor was English Lit.
I see. Did you go to graduate school?
No.
I see. Okay, thank you.
All right. Good morning. You're live on WMCA.
Hey, good morning, Candy. Can I speak to Dean, please?
You certainly may. Go ahead.
Dean, you mentioned the fact that you have nothing on, not much in records, but I'm totally blind and I've read about everything. I read that, put that in quotes, everything that you've written. Now, in God We Trust, you narrated for the library.
Oh, well, no, these people were asking whether or not my stuff was available on commercial records, but
I see.
Your talking book for the blind is not available on commercial records.
Now, there's another point there. I recently read a book called Wisconsin Lore, L-O-R-E, and in it there is a Dean Shepard that operated around 1905, 1911, 12, and he was quite a prankster.
Yeah, that was me.
But way back there?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I got my start in 1883. Very well preserved.
That old?
Yes.
I'm 55 myself. I'm totally
blind. Oh, well, for heaven's sake, you're a kid. I'm well over 90.
Yeah, you know, the fast track poker, you know, announcing you on W.
No, wait a minute. I'm just kidding you. Don't take me seriously.
Who is that, Gene Shepard?
This is Gene Shepard, but I don't know what you're talking about a book in Wisconsin or something. I don't know who that
around
is.
Around the Green Bay area. Of course. What
is this about me or what?
No, but he's a namesake of yours.
Oh, well, there's many Gene Shepherds. Gene Shepherd is the English, in fact, the Scottish English equivalent of John Smith. It's a very common name. Hello?
And all other blind people, many, many moments of pleasure. This is that letter of Kissel and the aerial bomb. I laughed to my spite. And then there was one about the zoot suitor who took the rich girl to the Bijou Theater. Was that the In God We Trust?
That was in the that was in God We Trust. That was a story that appeared in Wanda Hickey's Night of Golden Memories.
Of course, I've read that too, and I've also read the Playboy magazine stories, which I got, and you had two stories in that book.
Two? I've had 29.
No, but in that particular issue of the talking book, you had two. You started it off, and I think you ended it.
Yes, that's right.
Leo Dolph and the Grady Boat riot.
Well, I read a novel. We're getting all confused here. I read a novel for talking books called In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash.
I read Wanda Hickey's...
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
Well, on that note, we're going to thank Gene. Gene stayed much, much longer than he anticipated, and we're really deeply indebted to him, and we thank him very much for being with us tonight. And we'll be around till 6 o'clock this morning, as you know, on Saturday mornings. And, Gene, we hope that you'll be able to make the appearance a little more often.
John, listen, I've enjoyed this so much, and I've enjoyed seeing Arnold again. Very talented man. I remember one night sitting there and making a little gorilla. You remember my little gorilla, Arnold?
As a matter of fact, I have it somewhere.
No, you gave it to me.
Did I give it back to you?
And I've got this thing, and people come in and they say, "Who did that?" And I say, "Well, that's the thing that." Well, actually, it's Rodin. They say, "God, you know, you can tell it every time. You have that touch." I never saw him do
it. It's a marvelous gorilla. As a matter of fact, and he neglected to tell you what it's about. It's not really a gorilla. You told me at the time that you were sitting in the studio and you could see through the walls and all these people out there with these shining eyes peering at you through the night. And this is what they really look like way down deep inside.
Yeah, the animal, the ultimate animal in all this. A staring creature.
That's a fact.
Thank you very much.
I'd love to come back, and I'll do some head thumping for you.
All right.
And I'll bring my accordion, John.
All right.
And I'll bring some punkum. Flukum.
Flukum. Please. I mean, if you can't handle the language correctly.
I know, John. I'm sorry. And I'll bring some razor sharpeners.
That's right. That's right. Triple hair tested under Cooper Hewitt lights.
Triple hair tested. And don't forget that great automobile polish we'll sell.
Oh, yeah. We've got to have some of that.
I've got a 1938 Oldsmobile. One half is shine with our new polish. The other half is dull and lifeless.
That's right. That's right.
Due to the action of the sun.
To its original life, luster, and beauty.
In fact, it often improves the paint.
That's true. That's one of the things many people are unaware of.
It's the lanolin in it.
That's right.
So, yes. John, I'll bring all these things back, and we'll give a fantastic show for the marks.
Okay. Thank you.
Great.
So long, nice
John.
To see you, ladies. Thank you very much. We're going to be taking some calls. We can talk about anything you want. Because what we're doing is preparing the way for the great Herb Norman, who will be along. Herb is doing the show this morning, isn't he? Yeah. And Herb Norman will be here in person this morning. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to know that Herb Norman will be here. And, of course, we've got so many great shows going today here. Every day, for that matter. Just have that dial set at Radio 57, the switch in the on position. And listen. Just keep listening. That's why it's the high-rated station. And we're all delighted about it. And incidentally, very few night shows can claim to have two engineers on duty at the same time. Frank Steele and his intellectual heir, John Pate. They're both here this morning. Arnold Brashear is here, and this is the Long John Neville Candy Jones Show, right here on WMCA in New York City, Strauss Communications. And our guest tonight has been Gene Shepherd, humorous, broadcaster, author, playwright. He is also a writer for films and performs in films. And his articles and stories appear in many major magazines. He writes a regular column for Car and Driver magazine. Pardon me. He has a film coming up titled The Phantom Open Heart, which is based on one of his books, Wanda Hickey's Night of Golden Memories and Other Disasters. He is also responsible for the book titled In God We Trust.